You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Anthony Kastrovince and Phil Rogers.
This is MLB.com Extra Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Phil Rogers with Anthony Kastrovince. And looking at the Cubs coming out of the All-Star break, the wins on the field, not the same since they traded Jeff Samardzija and Jason Hamill to the Oakland A's, but really starting to preview some of that young talent with Arizmendi, Alcantara, playing some second base, some center field. Always the talk of the future and the trade deadline coming up, possibility of more moves as we head toward the deadline. Anthony, when you look at the Cubs, do you think they have a big trade or two left in them?
Yeah, it depends what you define as a big trade, but they definitely still have some pieces. You know, you think about the number of contenders who could really use help in the bullpen, and the Cubs have several interesting options there. James Russell, the lefty, another lefty, Wesley Wright, and Carlos Villanueva. You know, those three guys all, I think Russell in particular, could be a nice piece for a contender. So I don't think the Cubs are done on that front. They might acquire some more pieces here before all said and done.
We'll bring in Kerry Muscat, MLB.com Cubs reporter. And Kerry, Anthony Rizzo, he really hasn't slowed down much from that nice pace he was on going into the All-Star game, good experience at the All-Star game. I mean, it seems like he's made himself one player that this team can count on week in, week out.
Yeah, Anthony's had a really good first half, which is nice to see. It's actually been an interesting week if you flash back all the way to the last game before the All-Star break in Cincinnati when he had not the last game before the All-Star break, but the last game on the road in Cincinnati when he had the little dust-up with the Reds bench. And then he goes to the All-Star. He wins the final vote for the All-Star game, goes to the game, has a great time, and then, boom, comes out of there with a two-homer game Friday against the Diamondbacks and just kind of kept going from there. It's nice to see that he and the hitting coach, Bill Miller, have meshed well together.
How would you judge, I mean, coming back, it was Anthony Rizzo's first trip to the All-Star game, Starlin Castro's third, but his first after a year in 2013 that raised some questions about him. How about Castro and Rizzo just from the All-Star experience? I mean, how is their presence now compared to maybe how it was back in spring training at the start of the season? They both got to be walking with some swagger.
Yeah, and I think we kind of noticed that with Castro that as soon as he got named to the All-Star game, that there was swagger is a good word, that's what he was kind of showing and that's what he was sort of feeling a little bit. For Anthony, I mean, it's he was telling us about how cool it was to be in the NL clubhouse. I think that's something that a lot of first timers go through where you're in the clubhouse, and he said, you know, Chase Utley is sitting next to him, and Chase Utley was one of his heroes growing up, and then there's Andrew McCutchen, and all of a sudden you feel like you belong. And I think this is going to help Rizzo in the long run, just to have something like that. The other nice thing is that Rizzo said that he doesn't take it for granted, and a lot of the message he got from these guys is that you never know when you're coming back. You never know when you're next, if you're going to make the All-Star game next year, so it kind of gives you a little motivator to want to do this again and to work hard.
Kerry, as you know, with the Cubs, it's always about the guys that are coming for the future. And in July, first look at the highly versatile switch hitter, Arizmendi Alcantara. What would you say, what's the impression he's left on his big league teammates and the organization from his first cup of coffee here in the big leagues?
I think Alcantara, and maybe someday everyone will learn how to pronounce his name. Trust me, you're not the first. But Alcantara made a very good first impression. He's only gone hitless in three of his games that he's had so far. He's already hit his first major league homer. He's already had multi-hit games. He's come through in the clutch. He's played great defense. He's played center. He's played second. He's just really been a nice, versatile little player, and he's also provided a spark in the clubhouse. The Cubs were scuffling a little bit, and he came in here and he's put a little charge into him.
One thing with him, you mentioned that the multiple positions that he's played. I mean, you look at the Cubs with all the young infielders in the pipeline. What do you make of the time he spent in center field? Is there a chance that long-term he might be as likely to be a regular center fielder as a second baseman or anywhere else in the infield?
I think it's more just trying to – it's more like a Bonifacio-type role. You know, he's leadoff guy. Bonifacio was playing center and was playing second as well. I think it's more they're real big on making sure that the guys are versatile and that they can play more than one position. For example, Javi Baez has played four of his last five games at second base, and he played shortstop the whole time. And it's a way for – and I guess apparently Javi's going to be playing a lot more second base the second half. So it's a way of getting him up to the big leagues a little quicker when you have someone like Starlin Castro, who's pretty much a fixture at short.
Thanks a lot, Kerry. This has been MLB Extras, Chicago Cubs edition.